With the afternoon news headlines for KGNU, I'm Maeve Conran. High school sports won't go forward this fall, despite Governor Polis saying yesterday that the state was willing to bring football back this autumn. The Denver Post reports that the Colorado High School Activities Association Board of Directors voted last night not to reconsider changes to the revised 2020-2021 athletic calendar. That calendar had moved football and other sports to the spring. The CHSAA had been under pressure to change their position ahead of last night's vote. A Change.org petition to let them play has more than 13,800 signatures as of this afternoon. Organisers of the petition say that football aids in keeping kids in school and teaches them life lessons. It also says that many of our upperclassmen athletes are dependent upon this season for scholarships, competing with other athletes across the country. In a statement last night, the CHSAA Board of Directors listed several reasons for not changing their plans, including student safety and well-being and potential Title IX issues. There have been power outages around the Front Range today as a result of the snowstorm. XL Energy says Boulder was the hardest hit by the storm and subsequent outages. Parts of Boulder got more than 5 inches of snow overnight, and this morning more than 6,500 homes had lost power. Boulder-based arborist Kevin Marks with Davy Tree says homeowners should be careful when assessing damage done to trees.
You know, if you're getting up on a ladder, you really got to be careful, because when we have wood under tension that's broken, you know, some unexpected things can happen. You know, and most all the legitimate companies who have certified arborists will look at something at no charge and give you an estimate at no charge and let you know exactly what needs to happen. But you know, we do have a number of safety issues in this business, and you know, we do a lot of training to make sure things are done properly and people don't get hurt. So if you're thinking about getting on a ladder, think twice. You know, if you can pull something down from the ground, that's obviously okay.
The area around the Cameron Peak fire west of Fort Collins got about 14 inches of snow, helping firefighters in their efforts to contain the fire that's burning more than 102,000 acres and is just 4% contained. Officials caution, however, that while the moisture has helped, the fire is smouldering underneath the powder. The reward for tips leading to an arrest for the fire that killed 5 people in Green Valley Ranch last month has been increased from $14,000 to $40,000. The Denverite reports that police believe the fire was intentionally set. The 5 people who died were Senegalese immigrants and members of the same family, and included 2 infants. Police have released a photo showing 3 people wearing masks and hoods who they believe ignited the deadly blaze. The family's attorney has called it one of the worst crimes in Denver history. You can find more of our local news coverage online at news.kgnu.org. And you can catch our local headlines in Spanish online as well at news.kgnu.org or on our social media platforms. For KGNU, I'm Maeve Conran.